Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
All right, Kasia, sorry about that.
No, I apologise. I hope this is a better life.
It's crystal clear, thankfully. So back to chats about Julien Blanc, the somewhat of an infamous or notorious pickup artist. Let's talk a bit about that, the pickup community or the pickup artist community. What is that? I mean, how do you define it?
Okay, well, you have to look at it like this. There's a lot of men out there who want to improve their dating expertise, let's put it like that, to improve their chances or their success rate with women. And right now, there's only two choices, really. They either go to the pickup artist community or they go to one of these really sort of generic dating coaches. I left the pickup artist community back in 2009, start up my own company, and I took with me all the good stuff they teach and filtered out all the dark, sinister stuff.
Yes.
It's become very misogynistic. So when I left, they were like, oh, you know, no one will ever listen to a woman. I was like, well, thank you for confirming, you know, all my beliefs that I had about the pickup artist community in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. This fellow Julien Blanc is gaining quite a name for himself because of the, as you said a few minutes ago, his kind of tendency towards the caveman end of the dating game.
Yes, I mean, he's got a cult following. If you look at the people that attend his events, they are almost, they worship him and they worship the whole of his company, RSD, they're called. These are not average guys. These are very strange, geeky guys who don't really talk to women, who don't have the basic social skills in the first place.
So how do they come to worship at his altar?
Because he's giving them what they think he's doing is giving them solutions. I mean, you have to appreciate men. A lot of men are very, very tired of hearing, just be yourself, smile more, just be a nice guy, because that really doesn't work. They do need something which has a lot more meat to it, has more detail to it, which is what I do without going to the sinister end.
So is he saying treat them mean, keep them keen, or is it more cruel than that?
It's more cruel. I mean, I say treat them mean to keep them keen, which means just be high value, just make the girl have to work for your desire a little bit more rather than giving her everything on a plate. I agree with those tactics, but he goes to the point where, oh, you have to be the beast, you know, you have to be this caveman. He keeps going on about this caveman, and it appeals to women who are stumbling out of a nightclub drunk 4 a.m. who are feeling quite disorientated and vulnerable. But, you know, a woman 7 p.m. in a bar who's not intoxicated, it's not going to work on. Believe me, it's not going to work.
What happened in Japan with this fella?
Oh, don't you think it was racist what he said?
I didn't hear, no, but tell us what he said. Go on.
Well, he said in Japan, Japanese girls immediately respect the white man. And I just thought, wow, that's very, very archaic way of thinking. And he was quite forceful, a lot of the Japanese girls. And, you know, it worked on a couple of them. I'm not going to lie. They responded quite well. But, you know, he probably had to go to about 500 women to do that and just capture two where it worked on and took a picture of them or filmed it. So it looks like it works on every single woman, his techniques, when it doesn't.
So it's built on a lie, really.
Yes, it is. Like I said, I mean, he was a pretty good guy before. He taught a lot of great stuff. But it's become very, you know, he has to use shock tactics now to sell tickets, probably.
Right, well, it's working because we're talking about him and he's getting this name for himself around not only wherever he's from, but around the world because he tried to get to Australia earlier this month. And what happened there, Kezia?
He was thrown out and he's been denied access to the United Kingdom also, which I think is just going too far personally.
Why?
Because we let in certain religious clerics into our country who, you know, promote killing homosexuals and adulterers, and we don't seem to have a big problem with that, and all these feminists seem to shut their mouths when that happens. But when he comes along, it's a kind of witch hunt. I condemn what he's teaching, but I don't believe he's a terrorist or he's promoting anything to that extent.
Is he apologetic ever? I mean, does he ever say, look, I might have gone a bit overboard there?
Yeah, he did. He went on CNN and he did that. And it's really fake, to be honest. It was like, whoever's giving him marketing tips, he needs to fire them pretty quickly.
Right, because he was, what did he say on CNN? Was it?
Well, he looks disingenuous. He's like, okay. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. You know, it's like back and forth. And the thing is, the presenter was a real alpha man. You know, he was a strong, confident guy, and you could see that Julian couldn't handle that because he's used to talking to really geeky guys and helping them.
So when he came up against another alpha, he suddenly became the geek himself.
Yeah, he became really apologetic, and I thought, well, that's everything you've taught guys not to do, and you're doing it. I would have, if I was him, I'd have just stuck by. If that's what I'm preaching, then I'd have stuck by it. And yeah. That would have been more alpha, but he caved in. So he's got rid of everything that he's created for himself, the reputation.
It all sounds a little bit pathetic.
Well, the guys that I teach aren't pathetic, but if you're going to go down to any sort of extreme roots, then yes, it does start to show a kind of, I don't know, yeah, pathetic kind of like nature to it.
Yeah, just all this business of the caveman thing. I mean, if you're alpha male or alpha male, but that doesn't mean you have to be... You know, crude or
no,
cruel
no, I,
or nasty.
I teach guys how to be the alpha male in a way which gains respect from women and men without stomping around. I mean, it just doesn't work. It really doesn't work. It works on such a small minority of women. And to be honest, would you really want to attract that kind of woman who's going to fall for cavemen techniques?
Well, I think he's trying to come to Ireland, and there's a petition. But sure, petitions are barely worth the paper they're written on, because they, you know, it's just like saying boo to you, and he'll come in. Manula says on text, we may not be able to stop him getting into Ireland, but we can stop him working here, as in holding his workshop. I've seen lots of his stuff online, and it's just wrong. Another says, I think there's a petition here in Ireland to prevent this man from entering this country with his vile opinions. I'd sign it. Well, there's freedom of speech issue there as well, isn't there?
Yes, there is. I mean, you have to look at it as, I don't know about in Ireland, but in the UK we certainly entertain a lot of religious clerics who say some terrible things, much worse than what he's saying, and we don't seem to be doing anything about that. So I am slightly concerned it's a bit of a witch hunt, although, as I said, I do condemn what he's teaching.
But you're the author of The Noble Art of Seducing Women, so you have different techniques, obviously.
Oh, yes. I mean, don't think it's wishy-washy. I'm not telling guys to be nice, and I'm not telling guys to smile more. I mean, what I teach is very detailed. It's about connecting. It's conversation skills. It's about being a high-value man, upgrading their confidence, and flirting, and sexual escalation.
Sexual escalation?
Yeah.
That's not what every single man wants, really, isn't it?
Sexcalation.
It's a whole new word. Kezia-noble.com for fellas who are looking for a bit of advice on that one. Thank you for your time, Kezia.
Thank you very much.
All the best.
Bye.